In the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to study the book of Leviticus.
中午第十页啊，五取出子油啊，这个最后有提到啊，要焚烧献给耶和华为食物的火祭。难道神需要吃东西吗？ 你还要献给他当食物啊？
In item 4, the method 5, it says the priest shall burn this on the altar and offer to the Lord. Does it mean God wants to eat the food?
好，我们看这个利未记三章十一节啊。
Let us turn to Leviticus chapter 3 verse 11.
三章十一节，祭司要在坛上焚烧。 是献给耶和华为食物的火祭。好，11
tell us the priest shall burn them on the altar as food.
哎，那就跟外邦人在拜拜一样呢，拜啊给神吃的呀。It
is similar to the Buddhists that they offer food on the altar for their god.
神不要我们献什么东西给他吃的，他不用吃的。Actually,
God does not eat any food that was being offered.
看诗篇50篇,
Let's turn to Psalm 50,
12节,
verse 12,
到14节,
till 14.
诗篇50篇,
Psalm 50,
12节,
verse 12,
到14节,
till 14.
从十节这里谈到, 因为树林中的百兽是我的, 哎，千山上的牲畜也是我的，林中的飞鸟，我都知道，野地的走兽也都属我。我若饥饿，我不用告诉你们，告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。我岂吃公牛的肉呢？我岂喝山羊的血呢？ 你们要以感谢为祭，献于耶献于神，又要向至高者还你的愿啊！为什么这里圣经会把呢啊写为给耶和华为食物的火祭呢
？And yet, why this tell us that we the food has to be altered, offered on the altar as food?
啊，如果按照啊。 原来的意思啊，应该要翻译作，属于耶和华火祭的肉，这样才是正确的了哈。On
the original text, it's recorded that as an offering to God
啊，是属于耶和华火祭的肉了啊。It
is an offering that being burned.
那会翻译为神的食物。
And yet, it's been translated as food.
可能啊，这是归给祭司可以吃的部分呢，啊。Perhaps
this is referred to the food that belongs to the priest.
因为啊，在这个平安祭里面呢，神得到的啊，献给神的啊，只是啊那些子油啊，尾巴，还有啊那个腰子。Because
here. The offerings is only referred to the fat tail and the kidneys.
那其他的东西啊，由归给祭司或者是许愿的人呐，这个献祭的人跟家族可以一起分享的啊。And
the rest of the parts of the animal are some are given to the priest and some will be consumed with the whole family together.
所以这个献给耶和华为食物的火祭啊，就应该是把它翻译作属于耶和华火祭的肉啊，and 也就是祭司可以吃的部分啊。And
should be translated as offerings as food, and therefore it will, therefore it's the food that belongs to the priest.
我们看这个利未记21章的22节啊。Let
us turn to Leviticus chapter 21 verse 22.
二十二节，神的食物，无论是圣的，是至圣的，啊，他都可以吃，啊，也就是啊，啊，归给祭司的，啊，归给祭司和他后裔吃的啊食物了，哈。
Verse 22 say he may eat the most holy food of his God and as well as the holy food.
虽然你是献给神的
，No doubt it is given、to God.
神却要把啊一些部分啊归给祭司去享用。
But God wants some of the portion to be given to the priest to enjoy.
所以在中文上面呢、啊，才会把它翻作神的食物了，
哦。And that in the Chinese text it says.Food for God.
啊，这就跟我们拜偶像不一样了啊、哦。
And this would be this different from those Buddhists.
啊，人拜偶像的人也知道神并没有吃去啊，没有吃啊，啊是打牙祭啊，是还是给归给自己吃掉了。
And those food that are offered to the idol would not eat it too because some the people that offered it would often eat.Eat it up themselves.
啊，我们再看回来课本的第十页的第六啊，圈圈的六啊。
And we look at the method of offerings, item 6.
这个献平安祭的时候，要用有效的饼啊，与感谢而献的平安祭同献啊。
Here, along with the sacrifice of peace offering of givings, this offering shall be offered with cakes of.Unleavened bread.
所以这个献平安祭的时候，那个饼啊，要加上酵。
And when you give thanks of thanks offering, your cake will be leavened.
那本来献祭就不可以有酵嘞，为什么平安祭还要加上酵
？And actually, the grain offering must not have must be unleavened, and yet here it has.It was leavened.
这等一下我们属灵校训的时候再讲啊。
And when we will touch upon it when we go to the spiritual teaching.
再来献平安祭的时候啊，那个胸啦、啊，还有腿啦、啊，要归给祭司的啊。
So the wave breast and the right thigh are given to the priest.
祭司呢，只是把那个胸啊。在神的面前祭坛上举一举，把那个腿啊摇一摇啊，表示献给神了
And
所以叫做这个摇祭，这个举祭啊。
And the priest would hold the breast up and down and the thigh left and right, and this is just this is taken will be taken as offering to God.
那只是一个。表明表示而已了。
It's only a token of offerings.
那这个胸跟腿啊，神是要归给这个献祭的啊，执行献祭的祭司，他们和他们的子孙吃的啊。
And the breast and the right thigh are actually given to the priest and their children.
我们看第七章的三十一节啊。
Leviticus chapter 7:31。
七章的三十一节
7:31
祭司要把脂油在坛上焚烧，但胸要归给亚伦和他的子孙，你们要从平安祭中把右腿做举祭奉给祭司，亚伦子孙中献平安祭的这个生的寄生的血和脂油，要得这右腿为分啊，因为我从以色列人的平安祭中取了这摇的胸和举的腿给祭司亚伦和他的子孙，做他们从以色列人中所用得的分啊。
34。
这些是我们献给神没有错，但是神却要把那一部分胸与右腿啊，要归给祭司和他的子孙来享用。
We are offering to God, no doubt, but the breast and the left thigh given by God to the priest and their sons to eat.
啊, 那献祭的人, 啊, 除了胸跟右腿给祭司之外, 那其他呢, 就是献祭的人和他的家人啊, 啊, 亲友啊, 在外宴啊, 一同啊, 来吃这个剩下的祭物, 啊, 就是剩下的, 就是归给献祭者的家人和他亲友一起来享用。
So the other portion that are being left behind will be enjoyed by the family and their relatives in the outer courts.
啊, 这个七章十五节,
chapter 7, verse 15, it tells us,
利未记七章十五节, 为感谢献平安祭的, 啊, 献平安祭生的肉, 要在献的日子吃, 一点不可留到早晨, 啊, 若所献的是为还愿或是甘心献的, 就必在献祭的日子吃, 所剩的第二天也可以吃, 但剩下的祭肉, 到第三天, 要用火焚烧, 第三天若吃了平安祭的肉, 这祭必不蒙悦纳, 人所献的, 也不算为祭, 反为可证贤的, 啊, 吃这祭肉的, 就必担当他的罪孽。 哦, 这里特别的一个规定啊, 啊,
Here is a, an instruction.
啊, 献平安祭的时候,
That when you do your offerings,
哦,
or peace,
除了胸跟右腿, 归给祭司之外, 其他就是啊, 献祭的人, 要和家人, 以及啊, 所有亲友一起来享用的, 啊,
So beside the breast and the right thigh, the one that made the offerings will able to have the rest of the portion to be enjoyed with his rest of the family.
但是这又有分哦,
But there is a different
如果是感恩, 献感恩祭, 那当天啊, 要吃完, 不可留在早上。
If you taken as a vow, then it must be eaten the same day and must not leave it till the morning.
啊, 你既然是要感谢神的恩典献上的祭,
Since it's a vow and it's a free will offering,
那一天就要吃完,
that you must eaten all of it on the same day.
那吃不完怎么办?
If it cannot be eaten all,
请更多的亲友来吃嘛。
You must invite more people to come.
啊, 那如果是为还愿献的,
if it's just for the vow,
啊, 那第二天还可以吃,
then the next day can be eaten.
第三天啊, 如果吃不完, 你就不可吃了。
If it's left for the third day, and you cannot finish it, then it will cannot be eaten at all.
啊, 既然你吃不完, 要用火烧掉。
And then it will be burnt up.
你如果舍不得, 你还要留下来吃,
if you want to live, if you want yet want to eat it,
那你就要担当你自己的罪,
then you must hold responsible.
你所献的还愿的祭不算献给神啊, 神不悦纳的,
that the vow that you made will not be acceptable, God will not accept it.
啊, 并且还要担当自己的罪,
and that you must, and then you will be hold responsible of your sin.
为什么这样呢?
Why is it so?
感恩的祭一天吃不完, 第二天不可以吃。
That the offering of peace must be eaten that day and none of it can be eaten the next day.
如果是还愿的祭, 第二天可以吃, 但是第三天不可以吃。
And if it's the offering of vow, the next day can be eaten, but the third day, you will not.
如果留到第三天, 那你这种祭啊, 就不算献给神的还愿的祭了。
Then if you eat it on the third day, then it will not be considered valid at all.
还要担当自己的罪了。
And you will hold responsible for your sin.
这给我们什么教训?
So what teaching does it bring to us?
啊, 我们从主所领受的恩典,
The grace that we receive from Lord.
我们必须要与人一起分享的。
We must share it with people.
啊, 神给你这么多恩典, 你自己一个人来享用啊。
God gave you so much blessing, and yet you use it all by yourself.
啊, 你没有与人分享。
You did not share it with other people.
那这就不算感恩的祭。
Then it will not be considered as an offering of peace.
我们昨天讲，爱神的人必须爱人。
We said that a person that loves God must love men.
你对神感恩。
If you give thanks to God,
啊，神爱你。
God loves you.
你表示你爱神。
And you show that you love God.
你却不爱人。
And yet you do not love men.
那你爱神呢？是说谎。
Then it would be a lie if you say you love God.
你根本不爱神嘛，所以你献的祭啊，神不悦纳的了，不算献祭给神的了。
Since you do not love God, then the offering you made will not be considered as valid.
所以我们必须啊，要与人分享的。
So we must share it with people.
就是告诉我们了，不自私，不贪心。
This is to tell us we are not selfish, we are not greedy.
就好像那奢华艳乐的财主一样。
That's like this official.
那个路加福音十六章啊。
In Luke chapter 16.
主耶稣提到啊，那奢华宴乐的财主跟那个拉撒路的事情啊。
There was this rich man and Lazarus.
哎，所以这个财主啊，神让他成为一个财主，身体健康。哦，懂得享用，他却没有办法与人分享来感谢神。
God gave so much blessing to this person, and he was so rich, and yet he did not share it with other people.
为什么他不会感谢神，不会与人分享
？Why does he not know how to share it with other people？
啊，一个很错误的观念。
He has a wrong concept.
这是我的呀。
That this is all mine.
这是靠我的智慧、我的才能、我的劳碌得来的呀。
If I gain all this wealth through my own wisdom, my effort, and my know-how.
你的智慧、你的才能啊，谁给你的呀？
Your wisdom and your effort, isn't that from God?
我们一切所有的都是神给的，哪一样是我们自己的
？All things came from God, and none of these are of our own.
所以历代志上29章保这个大卫奉献了、建殿的财物的时候说，神啊，我们不过把你所给我们的拿出来奉献给你。
So in the Bible, David said that, what I have received from you, I'm only giving back to you.
所以我们不要忘记了，我们所有都是神给的，不是我们的。
So we must not forget that what we have is given by God. It's not what we have by our own.
只是神的管家而已。
We are only a steward of God.
神把这些交给我们管理。
God gave us for us to manage.
那我们应该啊，要善用啊，管家的这个职分。
So we must use it wisely as a manager.
怎么样来服侍神
？How to serve it? How to serve to God?
就是服侍啊、服侍人。
That is to serve man.
我们要与人一起去分享才对。
We must share it with other people. And this is the correct concept.
是这个财主，他就担当了自己的罪了。
So this rich man has whole responsible for his own sin.
拉撒路一个乞丐啊，全身长疮不能行动。被人抬到财主面前，他却塞住怜悯的心肠。
And Lazarus, full of sorrow and so poor, and people have to carry him to this rich man, and yet this rich man does not show any mercy on him.
只是把他桌子上啊，不要的，要丢掉的，才拿给拉撒勒出来。
He only gave what was on the table and what was about to be thrown away.
他就是啊，没有把这个平安祭的剩下来的祭物啊，当天把它分享完，
and
他把它留下来，或是把还愿的祭留到第三天还要吃，自己享用。
And this likened to the offering we have just said that he would like to keep it all to himself.And he cannot finish it that same day, and he wanted to keep it yet on the third day.
So, 这个奢华宴乐的财主啊，他就担当自己的罪了。
So this rich man has whole responsible of his own sin.
啊，他死后在阴间受痛苦了。
when he died, he suffered in hell.
啊, 要不然跟他讲, 拉撒路受过苦, 你已经享过苦了。
Suffered, sorry, in Hades, and so God said that you...
啊, 拉撒路受过苦, 你已经享过苦了。
And so God said that Lazarus has suffered, and you...
神给你财物, 给你健康, 给你这些恩赐, 不要, 不是要让你
God gave you all this blessing and you are not to enjoy it all by yourself. You must bring it to the outer court and share it with all the people and all your relatives, and that is correct. You are selfish. And you keep it to yourself. And you have left all far behind and to keep it for yourself. Actually, how much can you eat? Actually, what a person can use is quite limited. A person can eat the most is two bowls of twice a day or three times a day. And for me today, I only eat a bowl of a rice in a day, one time of rice a day. Truly, what a man can use is quite limited. In the past, the president Marco's wife have 1,000 pair of shoes.
但是她每天出门也只能够穿一双啊，不能说我有一千双哎，我穿了一双锁在提几双走出去，人家不把她送到精神医院才怪。
And she could only wear a pair at a time, and she could not bring what she had with her at all at to a place that she wanted to go. If she did that, then people would think she's not normal.
哎，所以这个财主要承担自己的罪。
So this is why the rich man must bear his own sin.
等于说, 浪费神的资源,
that to say, he has wasted God's resources for him.
你到第二天还用不完, 第三天还是要烧掉了,
and if you can't finish it on the second day, on the third day, you would have to burn it. You would not able to use it as well.
那我们怎么不趁这个机会多施舍，多帮助？ 更多一些人一起来享用，这也是啊，你所结的果子啊。
And so why don't we use it to share it with other people? And this is also a fruit that we bear.
啊，这是因为讲义上没有提到啊，所以我再特别强调一下啊。Because
it's not in the handout, so I specially emphasize it.
啊，我们看约翰一书第三章。Let
us turn to First John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章的16节
Verse 16 First John chapter 3 verse 16
16节到20节
Till verse 20
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道什么叫做爱。我们也当为弟兄舍命。凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住怜悯的心。 爱神的心怎能存在他的里面呢？小子们啊，我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。从此就知道我们是属真理的，并且我们的心在神面前可以安稳。我们的心若责备我们， 神比我们的心大，一切事没有不知道的啊！所以这个财主啊，已经良心麻木了，他的心不知道吗？他麻痹了。So
the rich man, his heart has been sheared, therefore he has no feelings.
啊，所以我们有时候会塞住怜悯的心肠。 不是没有怜悯心肠，是把它塞住。所以你 鲜花点你心肠的时候，也就是你的良心告诉你我该怎么做了，你却把它塞住了。
Sometimes we have stopped ourselves from doing good because and sometimes we are able to do so because our conscience tell us to do so.
所以我们就要承担自己的罪了。
And therefore, if we don't do it, then we will hold responsible for our sin.
那这些属灵教训里面，第一、第二、第三、第四啊，第一、第二都是跟环境一样，这个讲过，这个不用讲了哈。
In the spiritual teaching, item 1 and item 2 is the same as the burnt offering, so we need not need to go over it again.
为感恩而献的啊，平安祭就是为感恩而献的啊，这是正确的目的。神的子民应当常常献上啊酬恩的祭，我们应该啊要趁着还有机会，趁着今天我们啊有机会的时候，我们就应该。更多的来感谢神，来施舍，来帮助别人。
Item 3, we must take the opportunity and take the time while there is still today, we must give thanks to God.
当钱财没有用的时候，你那个时候啊，才要说哇主啊，我要怎么样怎么样啊，已经太慢了。
When the money has got no value, then you want to say, God, I want to do this and that, then it'd be too late then.
希望我们很多经文我们没有翻出来，讲义里面有，我们回去的时候应该自己对照这个翻出来，这个自己再对照啊。
There are many Bible verses here that we have no time to refer to. I wish that when you go home, you can read them.
如果是为还愿来献祭的啊。
If it's for the votive offerings.
这个传道书告诉我们，这个许愿如果不还，那就有罪。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it tells us that if a person make a vow and he does not make it repay it to God, then it will be sin.
神会追讨的呀。
God will seek for it.
并且常愿呢，不可迟还的啦。
And it should not be delayed in fulfilling it.
我刚信主不久，我妈妈患了肝硬化的病。
believe in the Lord, my mother was sick.
那已经到末期了。
And it was to a later stage of her cancer.
肝硬化到末期就转化为肝癌了。
And it was a very serious cancer at a later stage.
所以从那个医院里面就出院回家了。医生已经没有办法了。
And so she was discharged because the doctor has cannot do any more for her.
那个时候我们刚信主没有多久。
There was a time when we believed in the Lord not long ago.
医生没有办法，只有靠神。
So the doctor has no more cannot do any more things. So we could only rely on God.
那个时候也是我们信心开始接受操练的时候。
And there was a time when our faith being tested.
刚信主的时候好像很有信心。
When we first believed in the Lord, it appears that we have much faith.
因为神迹奇事听得看得太多了。
Because we have heard and seen many miracles.
信心受到激励，哇，充满信心了。
And through that, you are motivated and therefore you have much faith.
但是那个信心是单纯的信心。还不成熟的信心。
But that kind of faith is only one that just started is not mature yet.
只是勉励别人的信心而已。
Yeah, it only could encourage people only.
我一个姑妈信天主教，到我家里来，一天到晚喊她头痛头痛。我说姑妈，你根本就信错教会嘛！你要来我们真耶稣教会，我们真耶稣教会有真理，有神迹，有圣灵同在。你来我们教会信耶稣，你头痛就好了。
I have an auntie that came to our place very often, and she has a headache. And she belongs to the Catholic Church. And I would tell her that auntie come to our church because our church has the truth and miracle, and God will heal you.
哦，勉励别人非常有信心哦。
And when I have the courage,
祷告就好了。
The encourage, I have the strength to encourage people. I tell people, all you have to do is to pray.
当我妈妈患了肝硬化末期啊，还在台中这个大医院住院的时候，啊，我姑妈到我家里来。
And so when we, so my mom had this serious cancer, then my auntie, came to us.
啊，就问我，你不是说你们教会有神迹奇事，有圣灵同在啊？
She said,
祷告病就好吗？怎么不赶快为你妈妈祷告，让她好呢
？So she said, why don't you pray for your mother because you claim that your church has the abiding of the Holy Spirit and the truth?
真的，我们听了我们姑妈这么一讲哈，好像啊，刀子扎在心里，很痛，很难过啊。
And when our auntie said such a word, it makes us feel.
你遭遇到事情了，信心跑到哪里去？找不到了，好像压着的的的。
When everything is good, you have the courage to encourage people. But when things that happen to you, you seems to lost that courage.
那个时候，只好啊，把妈妈接回来，全家人啊，同心祷告，迫切祷告。
The only thing we could do was to bring our mother home, and all of us, the whole family.Prayed fervently for her health.
请教会弟兄们帮助祷告。
And we asked brothers and sisters from the church to pray for us.
那时候看妈妈病得几乎要死了。
And we saw that our mother was so sick to the point of death.
晚上没有办法睡觉。
She couldn't sleep in the night.
不能吃。
She couldn't eat.
啊，只早晨喝一条羹米汤就整天呕吐。
And she could only eat a bowl of porridge and she would.Vomit the whole day.
全身都发黄。
And her face is very pale.
那时候就对神许愿祷告。
And she made at that time she made a vow to God.
我就对主耶稣说：“主啊，你如果让我妈妈变好过来。”
Sorry, so I made a vow to God and said, Lord, if you can heal my mother,
我要为你工作。
Then I will work for you.
结果一个礼拜之后，我妈妈变好转了。
And true enough.After 1 week, my mother had a great change.
我妈妈今年90岁。
My mother is at, 90 years old this year.
前年还跟我弟弟到美国啊去看那个啊赶他孙了曾孙了啊。
And last year, she and my brother went to the state to visit her grandchild.
我弟媳妇啊阴机啊啊痛苦的不得了。我妈妈说怎么会这样？
And her daughter-in-law was with her at the was on with her with, on the plane and she was astic and my mother said how my mother would say why is it like this?
身体到特别的健康，他们体验不到什么阴机，什么时差，他都一点都没有。
So God gave her much good health because she could not she was not astic and she could not feel the time difference.
所以许愿祷告之后一个礼拜我妈妈病就渐渐好转了。
And after the vow, my mother became well again.
今年90岁身体还很健康。
And this year she is 90 years old and in good health.
啊。但是呢啊许愿之后我并没有赶快还愿。
But when I made the vow, I was not quickly enough to fulfill it.
哇看妈妈病好过来。高兴得不得了。
I saw my mother was getting well and we were full of joy.
把许愿的事情就忘记了。
And I forgot all about the vow.
人对神的恩典常常有健忘症啊，糟糕。
And this is it. When many times we have received grace and we forget to give thanks.
后来神开始追讨。
And later on, God start to pursue.Starts to ask back.
你知道我对做生意啊，一直觉得很厌烦。如果能够整天啊，不要出去做生意，在家里能够读圣经、祷告，哇，那多好！
And to the point, I had to do business, but I was very unat peace because I wanted.To stay at home to read the Bible, and yet I have to go out to do business.
其实神已经开始在追讨我，都还不晓得。
Actually, God was start to pursuing for a while, and I would not know that. I didn't know that.
啊，后来想，如果能够不出去做生意，在家里读经祷告很好，就结果自己就装病。
And I wanted to stay at home to read the Bible and pray, and so much that I pretended to be sick.
啊，你身体健康好，不去工作，这讲不过去嘛？哦，啊，说妈，我。胃很不舒服哎。
And I would make,
要休息啊。
Make up an excuse to my mother said that I have stomach ache and I would like to stay at home for rest.
哇，妈妈很着急，赶快带我去看医生。
And my mother was very anxious and she brought me to see doctors.
结果一看，医生说，哎，你这个要做进一步检查。
And the doctor said that you need further examination.
啊，要照一个 X 光。
You need to go for an x-ray.
明天早上不要吃饭啊。
So tomorrow you should not eat any food.
哇，喝了大概1000cc 的那个白药水，咕噜咕噜咕噜，哇，这肚子胀得很厉害。
And I have to take about 100cc of white chemicals and it make my stomach swollen.
结果第二天去看照片，啊，那医生就跟我妈妈说，我说你看你的儿子这个胃啊。已经胃扩大，比平常人大一倍啊！这个要，这个要治疗，要住院啊。
And the X-ray showed that my stomach was enlarged, and therefore he said that you need to stay in the hospital.
啊，我说那怎么办
？So I said, what shall we do?
啊，医生说你要休息，不能工作。我说我每天要骑机车到乡下去，哇，那更不可以，要在家休息。我听了心里好高兴。
So the doctor ordered me to take a rest, and so I was very happy.
我心里想，喝了那1000cc 的白药水，胃不胀也要胀什么？胀了一倍的，这个医生骗人，我都不觉得怎么样，什么我的胃扩张了一倍。
Sorry, it was 1,000cc of white chemical. So I said to myself, this is the reason why my stomach was enlarged because it's 1,000cc.
哇，在家里休息了两三天，哇，天天好高兴，可以天天的读圣经、祷告啊，晚上去聚会，哇，都不用了，出去做生意，哦，轻松两三天之后，后来想想，这个不是办法，我不能天天装病啊，不做生意，那以后生活怎么办呢？
So I was really enjoying myself for the 2 days because I was praying and go to service in the night and read the Bible. But I said to myself, I need to work because if I go on like this, I would have to worry about my livelihood.
结果那已经三十几年了，从来没有胃痛过。
So now it's
开始出去做生意病就好了。
And over 30 years, I did not have this gastric, but as soon as I went to work, it was okay.
那神就让我想起许愿的事情来。
Then the Lord made me think of the vow that I made.
但是我想，这个哪有可能呢？
Then I said, how could this possibly be?
老大老二都成家立业在外面了，自己赚的钱来，自己要养家了。
The eldest and the second, they are all married and they have a family of their own.
我下面还有四个弟弟，一个妹妹，三个读大学，两个读高中。
And I have four brothers and one sister. They are all studying.
就是靠这个做生意啊，在维持生活。我不做生意，那生活怎么办
？And we all rely on this business that we had for our livelihood. If I stop making doing business, then we might have question in our livelihood.
虽然想起喜悦的事是自我安慰的，哎，我说要做神的工，我现在也在做神的工啊，我当教会负责人啊，我又没有说什么时候要当传道要还愿，哎，我也没有跟主耶稣说什么时候，好像开个长期支票一样。
Many times I would give reason for myself for not fulfilling the vow by saying that I'm a church board member and I did notTell the Lord Jesus when I should become a preacher.
但是神有神的时候啊。
But God has it on time.
那个时候，按照我当时的环境，真的
不可能啊。
And at that time, the situation was truly impossible.
啊，但是那个时候出去做生意很苦。
That time when we go out for to do business is very tough.
因为心里很厌烦呐。
For me, because my heart would not be at peace.
啊，后来啊，有一次就借着一个啊家人呐、啊，后来我神学院呐、啊、招生，我就自己报名了啊。
And later on, the theological school start to enroll, and enrollment, and I enroll myself in the school.
其实家人也不反对了，但是啊，反对这个时候去啊。
My family did not oppose, but they opposed me going at this time.
我爸爸说，当传道很好啊，但是不是现在啊，等你弟弟妹妹大学都毕业了啊，成家了，那个时候你去啊。
My father told me that it is not the time because your brothers and sisters is still at school. Wait till they finish school, then you can go.
你现在去生意谁做？
If you go now, who would handle the business?
有一天晚上啊，要赶着回来参加聚会。
And one day I have to rush home to attend service.
因为下大雨。
Because it was raining.
那个多时候都骑机车啊，哇，那骑得很快，在一个大转弯的地方，因为下大雨，那个灯光啊照不严，所以啊，在该转弯的时候不晓得转弯，就撞到路旁的那个大水沟里面去了。
And I was riding a motorcycle then, and it was raining heavily, and I have to negotiate around. And while I was doing that, I lose control because of the darkness and into the ditch.
神特别的怜悯保守，我人跟车子啊就撞到路边的大水沟里面去的时候，就好像啊掉到那棉被上面一样，又弹回来。我人就站在车子里面，在水沟里面，我就站在车子里，还是骑在车子上面的啊。
And because of God's mercy and protection, I went into the ditch as if I was landed, as if was landed on cushions, and I was landed with softness and upright.
那大学比我一个人更高的要上来，根本就爬不上来，没有办法上来了。结果想尽办法上来的时候，在南后面来的人呐、啊，他就帮我把机车拉上来。
And I was unable to get out, but they helped me to get 是车还是汽车？
机车
，motorbike，
哎 ，motorbike。
And this person helped me and the motorbike to be taken out from the ditch.
哦。他们说：“哎呀，你们的祖宗好灵啊，保护你啊！”我说：“不是啊，我信耶稣，我的主耶稣看顾我。
”They said, "Oh, your God has protected you well." So I said, "No, it's our Lord Jesus that has protected me."
啊，所以回来的时候啊，就把这个见证告诉家人。
And so I went home and told this testimony to my family.
我说今天如果不是主耶稣保护，明天没有人做生意了。
And if it's not for the protection of God, perhaps there would be no people to do business tomorrow.
啊，所以我父亲就说，好了，既然主耶稣的意思，那你就去吧。
And so my father said, since it's the will of God, then you go.
啊，感谢主了，虽然那个时候觉得不可能。
Thank God, at that time it may seem impossible.
因为那个时候三十几年前啊，我一个月赚做生意赚钱可以赚台币一万多块啊。
It was 30 years ago, and at that time, I could earn about $10,000 Taiwanese dollar.
啊，那到神学院一个月领多少？领五百块。
And when I went to the theological school, I only received 500 NT.
啊。不过感谢主了哈，我们认为困难的，在神都不难，很多困难都神都帮我们解决了啊。
But thank God, when we think it's impossible, God would make it all possible.
真的，在神无所不能。
It's true that God is all things in God is possible.
啊， 耶稣让我四个弟弟一个妹妹通通啊啊大专院校以上毕业了啊。
And the Lord,
成家立业了。
The Lord Jesus has made my three brothers and one sisters, all, well, and they all have a family of their own.
啊，虽然当传道啊啊得到了哈啊生活费非常有限，但是我五个儿子也通通大学以上毕业了。
And no doubt, my income was quite limited from the church. But all my five children, they all went to university.
现在娶了四个媳妇，两个孙子了。
And now I have four daughters-in-law and 四个孙子 and
四个媳妇，有四个媳妇，两个孙子啊。
Four daughters-in-law and two grandchildren.
这一切都是神的恩典啊。
All these are the grace of God.
许愿要还愿的。并且不能迟延。
When you make a vow, you must return it and must not delay.
我们这个许愿呐，不是跟神讲条件呐。有很多人许愿是在跟神讲条件，这样就不对啊。
When we make a vow, we must not have condition attached. Many people make a vow, but with many condition attached.
为什么这个平安祭又叫酬恩祭？啊，为什么是许愿？为了许愿献上酬恩祭啊，所以啊，我们这个许愿呐、献祭是为了感恩，而不是跟神讲条件呐、神啊，你怎么样啊、祝福我，我就怎么样来报答你，不是这样。
And this is why you have to you make an offering to God at the fellowship offering and.And because you have received the grace of God,
许愿还愿是感恩没有错，但是心态不一样哦。你不要存着跟神讲条件啊，那我才献上感恩祭。你没有给我这个恩典，我就不献。
It's when you make the offerings, it's free will, and you must not as if there is condition. If you don't, you must not make the offering with conditions.
曾经有一位信徒啊，很少来聚会。
There was a member who come to church very seldom.
那他的一个孙子了哈，患了啊这个肠炎了哈。
And his grandchildren had ulcer in the stomach.
医生说：“哎呀，你这个已经太慢了，没有办法了。”
And the doctor says this is quite a late stage, and there is no means of curing.
那个时候就抱到教会来了。
And that time the child was being taken to the church.
大家就勉励他。
And everybody encouraged him.
哎呀，要祷告，你就是太少聚会了。主耶稣在提醒你了，要多祷告了。
And this.And they said that, oh, you have you did not pray much, and now you must pray much to God.
他说好了，你们帮我祷告。我如果这个孙子好过了，我奉献3000块了啊，那是啊20年前了
哈。And he said, okay, if you all pray for me, if for my little grandson, if I'll offer $3,000.
结果大家帮助祷告，没有几天，哎，孩子好过来了。
And after a few days, this child begins to get well.
结果他并没有奉献。
And he did not make the offerings.
后来孩子、又病了。
And later on, the child became sick again.
又去住院了。
And being hospitalized.
那个时候又请教会大家帮助祷告了。
And he requested the church to pray for him.
那个时候有一个姐妹就不客气的就告诉她，你上次啊跟神许愿啊说孩子好了，你要献3000块，结果好了你一毛钱都没有奉献。
So there was a sister who was brave enough to tell him that last time when you make a vow for your child, but now, sorry, for your grandchild, but you did not make any offering.
好了好了，如果这次好起来我一定奉献了。
And he said, fine, fine, if he gets well, then I'll make the offering.
大家帮助祷告，又好起来了。
And everybody prayed for him, and he got well.
那个姐妹就提醒他，你不要 忘记奉献哦，你向神许愿的不要忘记哦。
And the sister reminded him again, you have made a vow to God, and therefore do not forget.
哎，结果他拿一千块来奉献。
And he, came and made an offering of only $1,000.
那姐妹很关心了，你奉献了没有啊？
And the sister was very concerned, asked him, have you made your offering yet?
有啊，刚才才拿到财务那边奉献啊。
He said, yes, I did. I went to the financial affair and made that offering.
但是财务跟我讲你奉献一千块呢。
But the financial affair told me that you only made 1,000 offerings.
你不是说要奉献三千块吗？
Didn't you say you were going to offer $3,000?
没有错啊，我说三千没有错啊。
He said, it's correct. I said I was going to make $3,000 offering.
但是他又生病又花掉两千，剩下一千啊。
But unfortunately, he was sick, therefore I had to spend $2,000 on medical fee, and I was left with $1,000.
哇，糟糕了！这个许愿祷告啊，这个是跟神讲条件啊，不是感恩啊。
You know, what kind of offering is this? Making conditions attached with your vow.
为什么许愿许愿还愿啊？献的祭叫酬恩祭，是出于感恩献的，而不是跟神讲条件的。
And this is why when you make this peace offerings, it's at a free will and it's not with any condition attached.
好，我们很快把这个讲完哦。
And we shall quickly finish off this teaching.
啊，这个第五啊，圈圈第五。
First five, number five, item number five.
身上现在坛上的只有脂油之外，还要有腰子跟尾巴。
An offering of the fat, tail and the kidney.
啊，腰子啊，腰就是人力量的部分。
And kidney is the part where the strength comes from.
哦，所以一个摔跤啊，选手啊，他要就得要先束腰，腰束紧才有力量啊。
So,
这个腰是力量的部分啊。
A wrestler would fasten his vest before he go wrestling.
啊，表示我们要把我们啊身上最好的啊这个能力啊要奉献给神啊。
And just to tell us that we must give the our strength.To God.
知道我们的力量是神所赐的，我们的一切的恩赐，我们的才能都是由神来的，我们要把神给我们的献给神，感谢神的恩典。
So with our strength, and we know that all come from God, we must give the best to God.
还有献上尾巴。
And giving the tail.
献上尾巴，尾巴的表示啊，存心谦卑的哈，像尾巴一样最短。最小的最没有用的好像最没有用最小的了哈。
Tail represent being at the terminus and meaning complete humbleness.
我们要谦卑服侍神。
We must be humble serving God.
今天我们能够献上感恩的祭，这都是神的恩典，我们真的不配啊，我们算什么？献上尾巴，要存着谦卑的心。
Today when we can make this peace offering, we must be humble andWhen we offer the tail, we must be humble.
还有啊，献平安祭啊，跟平安祭一起献的饼啊，要加上笑。
And also, the offerings must be with cakes of leavened bread.
笑是代表罪啊，为什么还要加笑？
Item six, and leavened bread represents sin. Why do you want to?
表示我们在神面前是罪人，我们不配领受神的恩典，所以我们这个要加上笑，表示我们这个恩典，一个罪人是不配得到恩典的。今天我能够得到恩典，要特别感恩，加上笑。
And the leavened bread means putting yeast, and yeast represent sin. And when we make the sacrifice, this is to let us know.That we are sinful and we are not worthy to make this sacrifice.
但是笑经过火烧就会失去它的作用了啊。
But the yeast when they are being baked over fire, it will lose its purpose.
也表示我们信徒是有罪是不完全的啊。但是我们愿意接受火炼来成圣，来可以献给神了啊。
But we are likened we are. sinful, and we are able to accept the training from God over the fire of training from God.
所以我也这几天我讲过了，我们能够做圣工做什么啊？这是恩典，不要以为啊我牺牲，哎，我们不配讲牺牲，我们什么牺牲？
When we do holy work, we must not say that we are sacrifice, we have sacrificed ourselves for the Lord.
我们只是把神给我们的哪一部分出来奉献给神而已，怎么算牺牲呢？
We only giving part of what God has given to us. So how would you can consider it a sacrifice? As a sacrifice.
所以我最不喜欢说牺牲什么。顶多我们要讲的是我为主耶稣舍去了什么，付出什么，还讲得过去，还说为主耶稣牺牲，我们不配讲牺牲。
We are not worthy to say that we have sacrificed for the Lord because.We receive all this from God.
还有这个献祭者与家主共享啊，这个我们刚才已经讲过了啊。
Item 7 is enjoying the with your family, and this is what we have discussed before.
对，所以这个平安祭的也可以说是一个团契祭啊。
So this fellowship, this piece of offering is also.Offering of thanksgiving.
也就是神人同乐共享嘛，啊。
Sorry, a fellowship, and this is enjoying it with God and people.
哎，不但呢，啊，献给神，又归给祭司，又自己和家人通通分享这个恩典。
Not only we give to God and to the priest, the whole family can enjoy the blessing from God.
所以我们弟兄姐妹应该常常啊要有这种啊、这个团契啊分享啊。
So brothers and sisters, we must have this fellowship, able to enjoy.
哎，来分享神的恩典啊。
And to share the blessing from God.
啊，所以啊，我说这个平安祭也可以说是一个团契祭啊。
So the peace offering is also
团契。
A fellowship, a fellowship offerings.
好了啊，这个明天呢哈，明天晚上我们这已经查三个祭啊，有什么需要讨论的？这个明天晚上聚会开始，我们先提出来讨论，然后我们再继续讲啊。因为不然没有给大家时间哈。
So we have already discussed about three kinds of offerings, and tomorrow evening at the beginning of the class, I would leave some time for you to ask questions.